Bill Cosby is before a judge this afternoon for a sentencing hearing that could see him end up behind bars for up to 30 years. The comedian was convicted of drugging and sexually assaulting former Temple University employee Andrea Constand, who's originally from Toronto. In the years following Constand's allegations, more than 60 women have accused Bill Cosby of sexual misconduct, though none of those claims have led to criminal charges. Karen Bellamer is a lawyer from London, Ontario, who served as a Crown attorney for 23 years. She now owns her own practice and represents survivors of sexual violence. She's been following this afternoon's sentencing hearing. Karen, I know there is a number of outcomes that we could see at the end of this two-day sentencing hearing. Bill Cosby could be, as I mentioned, sentenced to up to 30 years in prison, or as few as 1 to 4 years, or he could be sent home on probation. I wonder what your, I know it's speculation at this point, but what do you think the length of sentencing may be?
Hi, Jill. You know, I think that's the big question for everyone watching right now. And, you know, there's a few things that the judge is going to be considering, but probably the primary thing is a sentencing guideline in Pennsylvania that he has to go by. And so, you know, the guideline sets out that each of the three counts of aggravated sexual assault carry a 22-month to 36-month sentence. Those can be sort of merged concurrently, or they can be stacked on top of each other consecutively. So it's sort of this range. A lot of people are saying 2 to 5 years. You know, I think it will be somewhere in that range because this matter is going to be appealed, and if he goes outside that range, it'll just be overturned anyway.
I wonder about how much the judge would take into account the optics of a 30-year sentence versus, say, a 1-year sentence, given that Bill Cosby was the first celebrity to go to trial in the what we call the Me Too era, could be the first to go to prison. How does the judge weigh those optics?
You know, in criminal justice, the judge always has to sort of ensure that old adage that justice must not only be done but be seen to be done. So that's always on the mind of no matter whether it's a high-profile case or not. But in this case, all eyes are on this decision and thinking about the Me Too movement. But, you know, I think the judge still doesn't want to be outside of that range because it's just going to serve no purpose if it's overturned. So I think it's, you know, it's going to be important that he not be too far off the mark that's usually imposed in these kind of cases.
I wonder, how much do you think that the movement generally has on the judge's sentencing? October marks 1 year since this Me Too hashtag went viral. Judges and lawyers are, like the rest of us, aware of these social groundswells. And the criminal justice system is sort of at the center of a lot of, you know, the complaints from women.
Well, you know, I think there's no one can deny there's been this culture shift, and that's been experienced, I think, in the criminal justice system as well, that, you know, there's the shift towards understanding more about sexual violence, relying less on myths and stereotypes and misconceptions. And so, you know, I think there has been that shift towards believing survivors, but I think there's still a long way to go. There's still so many barriers for survivors of sexual violence. And this is a help, but it's just really a start.
To that point about so many barriers, I mean, given your experience as a Crown attorney, what do you think is the main reason that we did see a conviction in this case?
You know, I think the culture shift maybe helped somewhat, but I think probably the biggest factor in this case was the similar fact evidence. So the fact that 5 women testified about similarities in what they had experienced with Bill Cosby, that is very powerful evidence. You know, it's similar fact evidence can only, and they call it in Pennsylvania prior bad acts, but it can only be from witnesses who have never talked to each other and give this independent evidence. And then you hear all these similarities and, you know, there's no way it's coincidence. And so, you know, when you hear similarities in patterns and words that are used, It's very powerful, and I think that probably was the difference that caused the conviction.
How important is this verdict in sentencing for other survivors in terms of coming forward in similar cases?
Well, it is important, and I think any survivor has got an eye on this decision and is very interested. But as I said, there are so many reasons that women don't come forward. And, you know, it takes so much courage and so much strength. And so, you know, this is a good step. If we get the sort of the best case scenario and the best kind of sentence that we are hoping for, then, you know, that's a positive step. But, you know, women still have a long way to go. I use the example that if someone told you in order to lay a criminal charge, it's no problem, but we're just going to have to break your arm. You know, everyone would think that's completely unreasonable and ridiculous, yet women are almost guaranteed to experience re-traumatization by going through the criminal process.
Karen, we're out of time. I'm going to have to leave it there, but I really appreciate your thoughts on this big story today. Thank you so much for your time.
Okay, you're welcome.
Karen Bellamer is a lawyer from London, Ontario, served as a Crown attorney for 23 years. Commenting there on the Bill Cosby sentencing hearing that day one is underway today. We'll get more on that throughout the program.